When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. In the Fast Music Hall with John Scott his office in Forest, Eugenie Baird, the Terry Pierce, and our guest, Bing's recent latest Soprano Discovery, Miss Florence Alba, and the distinctive jazz piano stylist, Eddie Haywood. Say, Bing, got a minute?
Yes.
Look, now that the stocks are open, you wouldn't happen to, that is, being an equine enthusiast and all that, you wouldn't happen to have a good pick?
You've come to the right boy.
Oh, fine. Not too loud.
I have a real good thing for you. This one can't miss. And you can even pass it around.
Well, thanks, pal. What is it?
War Bonds in the 7th and Play It to Win. Right on the nose, it'll pay a nice price, too. 4 for $3 and the knowledge that you've helped to make a reality of our dream for a final, solid, and eternal V-Day. Get aboard.
Andy, I call my sugar candy. 'Cause I'm sweet on candy, candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. What a sweet treat for my sweetheart Candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my Candy and make her mine, all mine. If there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my Candy and make her mine, all mine. Oh, Candy will be mine.
Charming chanteur, Eugenie Baird weaves a romantic spell now with her tender interpretation of Irving Berlin's new ballad of Love Everlasting, All of My Life.
Thank you.
she sang that with authentic sincerity. We like it. The Clara Pearls have a happy way with harmony, and like most of us, a genuine love for the old song. I'd like to get with them right about here on one of yesterday's ditties of Wall Vintage, Aged in the Moonlight, Good Old Moonlight Bay. Literally thrice welcome, the lyric dramatic soprano, Miss Florence Alba, in her third appearance in the hall since her signally well-received debut several weeks back. Yay and verily, welcome, Florence.
You're very sweet, Dane, but I'm the one who should be saying how wonderful it is to be appearing in such distinguished company.
Looks like this gal will be back again and again, won't it?
I'd love it, Dane. Yeah? You know my taste range far afield from opera.
Is that so?
I appreciate really good, romantic, popular songs.
Oh, you do. For example?
Well, honestly, I find it romantic to listen to my album of Crosby recordings.
How young you are.
Your popular songs are swell, Dane. But why don't you try to add some operatic aria to your repertoire?
Well, like what?
Say, something from Tristan and Isolde.
I think I'd better stick to Mercer and Carmichael there, my boy. Cope and Van Heusen. If you're single, however, I could listen to Greg Wellis to deserve Ouvre ton cœur.
Thank you.
Very lovely, Florence, and thank you. Many thanks. I wonder, Kenneth, if a certain party has come rapping on your lattice lately.
You mean the Ravens and the finance company, Bing? I'll have you know it's been a long time since we finished playing for the ice box.
I was not referring to your early struggles, Florence.
You were? No, I'm not. Very interesting.
I'd love to hear about
the
company. I know that you had the pleasure of welcoming a victory volunteer.
Oh, you mean one of those men and women who make it so convenient to buy a war bond without even leaving your own fire sign?
The very. They've done a great job in all previous war-loan drives.
Certainly have. I expect I'll see one soon.
When the time comes, Ken, there's only one way to greet those volunteer salesmen.
Well, tell me, Pop. I'll be a victory volunteer, and you'll be a freedom-loving bond buyer.
Oh, whatever happened to rest? We're off.
How do you do, sir? I live just across the street here, and I have some very choice war bonds.
Well, come right in. Sit right down. Have a chair. Have 2 chairs. Have a cigarette. What am I saying? Don't move till I sign on the ever-loving dotted. War bonds are the item none of us can afford to pass on.
Exactly. Say, you're what I call a real neighbor.
Thanks. The next time you come back to sell me those victory bonds, I'll be returning a free Pearl Harbor lawnmower of mine.
I'm all kidding aside, Bing. Those volunteers should be more welcome than a man with a load of nylon.
Captain, between now and June 1st, they'll try to get around to every home in America. Let's make it easy for them, and let's make the 7th War Loan Drive another determined march toward the final day of final victory. Just say that I'm a friend of yours. Some neighbor they won't get wise. And if they see us together, I'll brush the dream. At the 88, swiftly and understandably made his name something to conjure with in the realm of Le Gazette. Eddie's arrangements always evince discriminating musical taste in the field, such things as Begin the Begin, and tonight, Eddie plays The Man I Love. Thank you.
big time.
Thank you, Eddie. That was very handsome. Les Brown and his band started quite a hassle recently when they recorded a song called Sentimental Journey. We'll had a wonderful arrangement on it. Big favorite in the jukeboxes. Fine song, too. Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to a new old memory. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford. Lot of pride and wild anticipation. I long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that's taking me back. I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take this sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Weekly medley from the archives of the Railroad Paramount Picture, possessing a trio of tunes by Victor Schultzinger and Jumping John Mercer. This fondly remembered offering may be recalled as the Fleet Tune. The story, I may say, had to do with sailors.
No.
I swear.
Really?
On my word, Scott Sumner. And our opening song, which Bob Eberle sang with smash success and his wonderful rendition of it, is none other than Tangerine. You know, of course, Dennis, what a tangerine is, don't you?
I know, Mr. Cosby, sir. What is a tangerine?
A tangerine, Kensington, is an orange that's not quite up to naval standards.
Yes.
Tangerine. Gee, isn't that awful? With her eyes and mouth, her lips as bright as flame.
They told me to go very well.
Tangerine, when she dances by, and your little step and caballero style, and I see close to tangerine, lays in every bar. Across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
Not up to naval standards.
Among the many charms of the Fleet Tune pen, not the least was Dottie L'Amour, who portrayed a hostess in one of those dime dance places.
Oh, you mean one of those places where you grab the gal and the band goes da 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 boom.
Oh, that was one of the longer dances. Ah, the murder. Start the dancing in a hurry. I had a week to spare. Told me the groundwork, the walk around work, and told me to say goodbye. Arthur Murray then advised me not to worry. I had a natural bent. She was in the station, the falls that I faced, and the bent was wired in its time. The people around me can all sing, a one and a two and a three. But any resemblance to waltzing is what's so incidental with me. I've a million me dance and sing in a hurry. And so I take a chance. To me it resembles the night they tremble, but he guarantees it's a dance. Hope Helen O'Connell will forgive me.
Well, doubtless this little cinematic saga had its inevitable thread of romance.
A bit frayed, perhaps, Ken, but I'm sure it did. The hero even went so far as to hock his watch for just one dance with the fair taxi dancer, which was a mistake.
Why?
After he'd hocked his watch, he wouldn't even give him the time of day.
Very right. Well, they must have gotten together eventually, otherwise they couldn't have worked in our romantic, including melody, I Remember You.
I remember you.
But it's the amount we've got to amass, touch home, on the 7th war loan. Us individual bond buyers alone are going to be expected to absorb 7 of those 14 billion. 7 billion from you, me, and the guy next door. Sounds like a lot of heavy hay, but victory, complete victory, comes pretty cheap. And since January 1st of this year, Americans have cashed away 14 billion in new savings. The highest cost of the war will always be in the lives being given right now in Okinawa and on other fighting fronts. If we at home are not even asked to give our money, we lend it for bonds. At a mighty good interest, too. Seems impossible to think how we can conceivably buy enough bonds when the dollars we lend today save the lives of America's fighting sons tomorrow. We're building new ships vitally moving our forces from Europe to the Pacific Theater. We're building bombers to dwarf the B-29s. We've got to keep giving our troops the indispensable tools of triumph. More jeeps, more trucks, more rockets, mortars, bazookas. All the incredibly costly equipment to match their priceless courage. And the invaluable medical equipment to save their priceless lives. Every cent we've got over our rock-bottom expenses can and should go toward winning the war. That's the real way to safeguard the post-war world of peace we all dream of sharing. So let's keep giving now and bring into being the day of ultimate thanksgiving. Not just VJ Day, but D-Day, universally and forever. Good night for now.
Bring you a gunshot trotter, his orchestra and choir, Eugenie Baird and Cherry Pierce, And our special guest, the unique master of the unusual phrase and equally remarkable piano style, Victor Borda, and also that redoubtable bazooka man, that sage of Arkansas, yeah, you guessed it, that pundit of the Ozarks, Bob Burns. It's a cheese food that's really different. Bread, slices, melt, toast to perfection. You'll like Pat Step. It's the delicious cheddar cheese food of 100 uses. It's assured that your family and guests will go for Pat Step in sandwiches, snacks, and a grand variety of main dish treats. And you can buy it in two tempting varieties, Golden Pat Step and Mantle Pat Step. Don't forget to include Pat Step, the delicious cheddar cheese food, in your shopping list tomorrow.